we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today, we're continuing to look at the topic, characteristics of successful homes. I'm considering some of the principles and practices that lead to a successful marriage and home. It's well known that success is not something that just happens to happen. Success is a quality of marriage that comes about only when two people pay attention to their home, when they work at establishing the kind of an atmosphere in the home that will lead in this direction. Success requires that both of the marriage partners commit themselves to this goal and actively attempt to reach it. Today, I'd like to suggest a practical idea, one that I personally feel is very worthwhile for families with small children. Set some time aside each week for a family activity, an activity where mom, dad, and all the children get involved in some project or game. Now, let me stress that the activity should be one where everyone participates, where everyone gets involved with the others. That's more than just observing. Putting it very bluntly, watching television as a family is no substitute for a family activity. No, you need to plan something where the whole family can actively work or actively play together to accomplish some group goal. You can play games or go on a picnic or build something together or pull taffy or plan a vacation or any of a variety of other things. Once again, the key to a successful activity is that everybody gets involved. Many homes accomplish this through a family night, a night each week when the whole family works together or plays together. Personally, I like variety in family night activities. While there were many times when we pulled out a favorite game to play, there were also other nights when we tried something different. We visited museums and the zoo and made candy at home and went on rides around the city to see special sights. We acted out plays together and planned family vacations, and we did a host of things that involved all the family members. Only a few years ago, family activities were common. It was routine to take a Sunday afternoon drive, to go on picnics, to take some kind of an outing. But the pace of our modern world has sped up considerably in these past few years. Nowadays, families have to fight to find time together. What with the social activities that mom is involved with, the work around the house and shop that keeps dad busy when he's not at his regular job, neighborhood play with other children, and a host of other activities that compete for the time of the family members, it's easy to forget about one another and never to take time out as a family. But this time is important. It's a time when the family shares with one another within the bonds of family love. This is a time that gives a cohesive spirit to the family, that binds them together in a stronger way. The Bible says, "Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established." Family activities are one application of this wisdom that builds and establishes the house. I may be speaking with someone today that does not have any kind of a family activity regularly in the home. Your children are growing older, and you have them just for a few brief years in which you can train them properly. Let me encourage you to begin setting aside a night a week for some kind of an activity that will involve your whole family. This may be the very thing that the Lord will use to build habits of family loyalty and love in your children. It's a time that will give you the opportunity of influencing your children and of showing your love for them. And as you repeat it over a period of years, it will help your children develop the kind of character that God can bless.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.